This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Mark. This is the Count. You sold my house last week, but you forgot to shut the curtain. I suffered a mild burn. Are you going to bring me an offer? Call me after sunset.
Welcome. And thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I am here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I love that Rockford bit, The Count, one of my favorites, not just because I wrote it and I voiced it, but there's just something about it. Brent Gloege helped me think about how to deliver that punchline. And thank you, Brent. Today's guest, Dan Walters. He's got one answer to how to lower the cost of housing, plus the governor's race. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, W-E-E-K-L-Y. And year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. But plus, or first, I should say, as what I've been doing for the last 98 weeks is telling you the median price of what's pending at the end of the week. This can help us forecast, which I've never done because I'm not smart enough. Now, the prior 2 weeks, the median price of the pending was $2,775,000. Before that, $2.5 million, and before that, under $2.5 million. Now this week, it's $2,350,000, just a hair under $2,350,000. So it's gone down a little bit. Now, the number of sales, we had a huge high median price, I should say, for the week ending March 13th, Friday the 13th. We had a large median price, $3.3 million, only 16 sales, although that's higher than the year-to-date average of 13.46 sales per week, and 15 opened escrows, which is higher as well. But my point is, that the median price of what pending should tell us what's going to happen with the selling price. Now, right now, it's at $2,275,000. Earlier in the year, it was $2.4 million. To give you perspective, the last 6 months of 2025, the median price was $2,285,000. And here we are through what date? March 13th, Friday the 13th, we're at $2,275,000. So call it flat for the last 6 months and the first couple of months here, almost 2.5 months, median price. Why is that? Well, there's been a drop in the number of sales in Montecito. We have a little bump up here, 20 sales a year to date. But just through February 27th, there was only 15 sales. So we increased it by 33% in 2 weeks. Now, last year, and the median price, $5.4 million, Montecito only. Last year at this time, it was 41 sales year-to-date, twice as many. And the median price, even higher, $5,850,000. The year before, it was 29 sales in Montecito. In 2023, only 19 sales in Montecito. Through March 13th. So here we are at 20 sales, a bump up. And when those close, that will overall help the median price. But even without Montecito and Hope Ranch, the median price year to date is $1,009,000. Okay. Overall, as mentioned, $2,275,000. But without Montecito and Hope Ranch, $1,009,000, 123 sales. Last year at this time, without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 119 sales. So we got four more sales. But the median price was almost $2.4 million, $2,380,000. Now, the year before that, it was just a hair over $2 million. And here we are a hair under $2 million, $1,913,000. I guess that's a little more than a hair. So, but a fair number of sales, lower median price. Okay. What was it last year, year-to-date median price? $2.9 million. It was insane. The first 6 months of 2025 finished at $2,650,000. And the second 6 months dropped to $2,285,000, ended up $2.4 million for 2025. And again, we were $2.4 million year-to-date starting 2026, but now dropped to $2,275,000. Okay. Did I even tell you the median price of what's pending? I did. So much going on. How can I remember everything? $2,348,000. But the key is 96 pending listings. 96. Last week it was 97. Week before that is 97. Before that, 93. I think we only, in 98 weeks, I don't know if we ever hit 90. I mean, we probably did some point during the week, maybe not at the end of the week. So huge number of pending. So the number of sales should increase, obviously. We're at 13.46 sales per week. Last year at this time, it was 15 sales per week. The year before that, 11.5. Before that, 10. So we're going to catch up, as the joke from that movie. I said later on, we have less inventory because we have more sales. I misspoke. I meant we have more pending. We have 37 more pending than we did last time at this year, and now we have 24 fewer listings. Not in escrow out there, 199 listings, single family, for the week ending March 13th, 2026. 199. Last year at this time, 223. Now we're still way higher than the prior years, 138, 111, 104, 2021, 126 listings. So we're doing a lot better now, 199, but nowhere near the days of 300 plus listings. And then even going back to 2012, we had over 400 listings. Of course, the median price then was three. Okay. What about condos, you ask? What about condos? Median price year to date, $1,075,000 for the week ending March, Friday the 13th. $1,075,000. That's a lot of money. Not as much as last year when it was $1,205,000. It would have been nice if I looked up what 2025's median price condos ended up as. That would be interesting to know. But year to date, this year, condos, $1,075,000. And how many sales, you ask? 69. Last year at this time, 60 condo sales, but a median price of $1,205,000. Year before that, 55 condo sales, 50 condo sales. Median price was in the 900 range from 2022, 23, and 24 for condos. So a huge jump from 2024's year-to-date condo sales through March 13th. 905, it jumped to 1,205,000. I'll have to remember to see what 2025 ended up as. I can't remember. So more sales, single family by three over last year, and nine more sales, 69 versus 60 in condo sales. Lower median price in both categories. Oh. That was a lot. It's just too much. Too much. You're looking for a loan? Interest rates are down from last year, up the last month or so. Okay, coming up, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Coming up, my guest is Dan Walters. What is another way to lower housing prices? And what about the governor's race? Stay tuned. You'll be right back.